This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, who wants to do a radio show today? I just got started, right? We're ready to rock and roll on radio, no problem, but of course, with the YouTube simulcast, there's always a little bugaboo when we're on remote, and today I just had to reboot the computer, and we're good to go. Super Don, do you see us? Are we looking good? I know one of us is.
Yeah, Robert is.
No, Paul is.
I'll let you guys arm wrestle for the title. But okay,
I'll arm wrestle, yeah, Robert.
We have there Paul Baratero, my good buddy from Synergy Science, and we're going to be doing some good synergy. As always, Ty Bollinger will be on the show a little bit later as we go outside the box a little bit early. And in the finale of the last half hour of the show, just to give you a heads up, I will be starting my lecture at Redmond Heritage Farm Store, and that is in Salt Lake City Sugar House location.
Yep.
And Paul helped me find it. We had a zigging and zagging because we were just chatting.
We were just talking.
Like, oh, wait, it said turn there. Okay, we'll turn later.
Right. And we'll go another block and turn.
We got here. And lo and behold, my good buddy Charlie, who was at the Redmond store, peek your head in because we can't see you. I don't have a widescreen format. Charlie was here at the Orem store last week. There he is. And I show up, and he brings me some French fries because the organic French fry with coconut oil, they stop at 3 o'clock here.
What?
Yeah, I know. They stop early. At the other store, it was 4, so I didn't get any, but hey, Charlie knew, and he brought it to us, and now we've got an extra bit of French fries, and Super Donald will be very mad at me if I eat it while we're on the air, so I'll just eat them cold later. Anyway, we are here. I want to thank Melanie.
Super Don won't be mad at me. So.
He's not going to be mad at you. Why would he be mad at me? No, not at Paul. Anyway, on the finale of the show, Michael Terrell with Whole Tones.
Yep.
And what a phenomenal thing. We've got a special offer for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners we'll be revealing as well. And so that's the last half hour of the show today. So we're starting with post-election coverage, of course. You know, our focal point primarily is on, how do the elections impact health and healing in America? It's a mixed bag because the Democrats now will control the House of Representatives, and their whole game is, you know, Medicare for all, which is what? The world's third leading cause of death, mandatory guaranteed access to that.
Sickness for all.
Yeah, we want disease care. We want disease management. We want disease care. No, not here.
Right.
So that's a problem. But let's be acknowledging the bipartisan nature of big government.
Right.
Republicans haven't been all that great. Who's calling for the abolition of socialized medicine?
Right.
They're not. So it's left to those who still love liberty to say, you know what, you can do what you want, but leave us alone.
Right.
We want healing. And it comes from a far higher place than government.
Those that want to be destroyed and controlled, let them be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let them do it. And then we could all have a nice beard like Charlie has. Have you seen this guy's beard? This is ridiculous. Hold on, let me bring your microphone up. Go ahead, Charlie.
Hey there.
There he is.
It is a strap on. It's not real, so.
It's a Lincoln.
Don't do that while I'm drinking kombucha. That's dangerous. I almost hit a spit take.
You can go buy these at your local bodega.
Is it strapombeard.com?
Yes. pretty straightforward.
Yeah, no, I think even a strap-on beard would not look good on me. It just would wouldn't work. So
we got to try it.
I don't know. Maybe we'll try it. Anyway, we're here at Redmond Heritage Farm Store. Redmond's, you know about Redmond salt. That's the real salt they do from the mines here.
Yep.
And it has all the 74 to 84 trace minerals and coming in clean from underground. They got a good going on. And when I did my lecture last week, she said, here, have a bucket of salt.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, that was very nice. And it's interesting because the history of the word salary.
Right. Salary, you get paid in salt.
You get paid in salt.
There you go. Yeah.
So I felt like I really earned it last week. I
don't, just one bucket's worth it.
Just one bucket. I was.
You're worth a bucket of salt.
Bucket of salt, right?
If that.
At least I wasn't turned into a pillar of salt, right?
Right. That,
no, that's bad.
Good. That would be bad. But in this case.
But if you were turned into a pillar of salt, I will take that salt.
You'll take that salt?
I will.
It'll still be. It'll have a lot of minerals in it, I promise you that. but mate, today I've been actually granted gifts of kombucha.
Yep.
Some CBD hemp oil and
kombucha? Yeah,
that's the
lavender
one. I got the cider one, the spice cider one.
Did you? Because you're feeling
that's
Christmassy.
My favorite. I'm totally Christmassy.
Holiday-ish.
Right. Speaking of that, there's Whole Tones Christmas.
I have it.
You have it too. It's amazing, and it'll just soothe you with the right frequencies.
Ugh.
I'll be talking with Michael Terrell about that later in the show. So I meant to get more into the political aftermath, right? I'm not too concerned. I think it's going to be fun to watch the House of Representatives under the control of Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, and I mean, I don't know what they were thinking. If they really wanted to try and win in 2 years, they shouldn't have taken over the House.
No, this is perfect for Trump.
Yeah, it's going to be a laugh a minute. Anyway, what's going to happen?
I am going to get some organic popcorn.
Well, we are.
I'm going to watch the show.
Okay, yeah.
For the next year.
Eat that popcorn. Yeah. So, but there is good news as far as some of the things, like the Republicans did retain the Senate. And why? Mitch McConnell has been a big supporter of industrial agricultural hemp.
Yep.
And it's only strengthened his relationship to the hemp industry so that we can begin to grow more and more domestically, and we won't have to import so much from foreign lands.
Absolutely.
So I'm excited about that.
Well, and that helps the economy here. It helps farmers. It's a whole other aspect of farming that will bless families.
Yeah, exactly. And what do you got? What is that? This is grown in Colorado? Yeah, we got some hemp oil from Colorado here.
In coconut oil is the
functional
carrier.
Functional remedies. Yeah, and very nice gift. Thank you for that. That's very. I love all
I
the
have
hemp.
It too.
I want more hemp out there for everybody. The CBD, which is not the stuff that gets you high. For anybody in Utah listening, going, what are y'all? No. This is cannabidiol. It's part of the things that nourish what we call the endocannabinoid system.
Mm-hmm.
Facilitates a lot of functions. We're 70 years behind on the science. We're playing catch up right now to figure it all out. And interestingly enough, in Utah, they did pass amendment or Proposition 2, which would then make medical marijuana for those that are in need for that.
Legal.
It shouldn't mess with CBD and hemp at all, I don't think.
No.
But the reality is, again, compassion and medicine from creation.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's the pharmaceutical stuff that worries me. It's the opioid drugs that worry me, and it should worry everybody. And the fact is, if you've got it and you're utilizing the hemp plant responsibly, the cannabis can't, it's not going to kill you. It won't stop your breathing.
Right.
And in many cases, we're seeing evidence of reversing cancer, seizure disorders. I mean, and you name the pharmaceutical drug that actually reverses that stuff.
Well, you don't see any of the fine print going, you may spontaneously combust if you take this product.
That's on the chemo. That's not on that stuff.
Right.
So there's good news with the midterm elections for cannabis, hemp, and et cetera. Again, I realize there's controversy here in Utah, right? I think a little bit. I mean, the thing is the viewpoint, and it's not exclusive to Utah, quite honestly. Ty Bollinger and I have been talking about this. We've all been duped about the plant. We were told it was the evil, the devil's weed, and this and that. And it's like, wait a second. Who's killing people?
Right.
Big pharma and their drugs.
It's a very beautiful plant. It's an ancient plant, quite honestly. That's a male-female plant. I mean, when you really start to look at it, it's really a beautiful thing. And let's be honest, if we left the thing alone and let it grow the way it's naturally to grow, we wouldn't have THC in...
They wouldn't be hyperventilating with it.
Right.
It'd be a balance, exactly.
Right. I mean, they're starving. I mean, they're sexually frustrating the plant so that it grows THC. Let's be honest.
That's how it works, y'all. Don't do that. No.
Yeah.
So we look for the balance. And the irony, of course, when you have CBD and THC in balance, those are only two of many cannabinoids. There isn't that same interaction in terms of the so-called high action. People that are in pain or having cancer, real serious problems, even if they do get the high THC, they don't get high either because the body is utilizing it differently than when somebody is, you know, just wanting to have fun. And look, that's up to them. That's between them and their creator. But my point here is that more access to a plant that God created in an appropriate form, in an appropriate way, is going to save a lot of people from very dangerous medicines that are out there and approved by government.
It's better than the alternatives.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not going to harm them.
No question.
Yeah. Jacqueline uses it. I know Nancy uses it.
Yep. She's saved her life, saved my wife's life, the CBD. She's alive today because of it. The brutal pain that she's gone through with the trigeminal neuralgia after that dental extraction. And, you know, God bless our friends that introduced us to this cannabidiol because we did not know. We did not know. And so it's been great. Hey, let's see. What do we got? Hempcrete in a podcast. Yeah. When I was at the NoCo Hemp Expo, the Northern Colorado Hemp Expo earlier in the year, they had a lot of hempcrete, a lot of production of particle board.
Yeah.
You know, the wood.
Yeah.
Not from trees, but from hemp.
Right.
So much more environmentally renewable.
Yes, yes.
And, you know.
That's what I'm saying. It's a whole industry with so many byproducts.
Yeah.
I mean, you go back in the history and you look at hemp, there's a million things you can use it for.
Yep. Also, you know, want to mention, since Michael Bolden, our buddy, is watching, the 10th Amendment Center, the 10th Amendment won as well this election cycle. Another couple of states at least have said to the federal government, you're out of here. You don't have authority to stop our people from accessing this plant in the ways that we feel is necessary. And yet the federal government, which is restricted by unconstitutional treaties via the United Nations since 1961 against narcotics trafficking, it's one thing to stop heroin, but it's ironic that our own CIA kind of facilitates that. So there's some nasty sides to this. But the reality is this plant should never have been on that list. And the states and the people have figured it out. And so since that time now, we're seeing the appropriate use of the 10th Amendment to nullify federal prohibitions that are not founded in the Constitution. They don't have the authority to do that.
Amen.
So, yeah. So we're pushing back, folks. It's a good sign. I'm not at all panicked about the results of the election. It's going to be very entertaining. We're going to break out the organic non-GMO popcorn and watch what happens in the House of Representatives under Nancy Pelosi.
Watch the
Oh, my God. Hey, Charlie, anything?
Yes,
any panic on your part after what happened last night? You feel
No, not at all. I'll continue to...
Speak in so you can be seen.
Yeah. I'll continue to support the for hemp industry. I was thinking, too, the hempcrete.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see children's playgrounds just made specifically just out of hemp.
Would that be amazing?
I would love that.
Yeah.
I think us three should go into that.
Right.
We should.
Don't you
hemp
think?
Ground. We'll call it a hemp ground.
Yes,
hemp
ground. Hemp ground.
The hemp ground. I love
hemp
it. Playgrounds five. Made of hemp. That's awesome.
The hemp kids and hemp ground.
Well, y'all, we got a special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show tonight, live at Redmond Heritage Farm Store in Salt Lake City. We're going to get our organic, raw, real milk. The only milk that is real that you should be consuming is raw.
Right.
Coming from healthy pastured cows like they have here. And I'll be going home with another gallon for the family. Stick around. Lots more healing to go after this.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive. And it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, y'all. It's my mom just said we're having too much fun.
Mickey, I love you.
Like, how can we have? You can never have too much fun. Like, who at the end of their life says, you know, I wish I didn't have this
yeah,
much fun.
Yeah, we should have toned that down. Have
not had so much fun this lifetime, right? Who says that? I've never heard that.
I right? never have either.
You know,
of course, I don't talk to dead people.
That's not often, right? Yeah. Actually, if you know, no, we don't talk to dead people typically. So here we are.
Is there such a thing as a dead person?
A dead what?
I don't think there's really any such thing.
There's spirits, right?
Right.
Yeah,
they're
you leave your body behind, right? Yeah,
yeah,
you don't need it.
But
goes back in.
Right.
Thank you for this, by the way. What? I got... Look at that. We're getting goodies.
My goodness.
We love Heidi.
Oh, Heidi is awesome. I just got a homeopathic sports cream, moisturizing natural pain relief for, well, for this stuff, for stupid bite
injuries. Is this for jock
itch
or is it...
No, not jock itch. No. This is for, like,
hurting my hand.
You
have to be an athlete for that.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, that's very nice of you. Not... I was an athlete. It happens. It happens.
He says athlete. Athlete. You can tell he's from the South.
So, here. This is a serious question. This is about screen time for kids.
Okay.
All right? It's a big deal at the school our kids go to.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I held out as long as I could for my daughter to not get a phone until she was 13, a teenager. You know,
I'm still holding out.
You're still holding out. Your son is 16.
15, yeah, almost 15. 16.
And
he's going to have a car before a phone. How about that?
That's probably safer. Maybe keep that away.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But this screen time issue,
yeah.
I think I'm equally concerned, maybe more concerned, about the EM field, the radiation issue.
Right.
Because they talk about this and they go, oh, yeah, we got to limit our screen time for our kids. But none of these scientific articles that say it's not good for you mention 3G, 4G, 5G.
Right.
And that's, you know, a bigger danger than watching a screen. There are issues about watching a screen, but what about the issue of the electromagnetic disruption?
And what about the dumbing down effect that
they don't even know how to function without something in front of them. And honestly, I was, I won't say where.
Okay.
But I was watching a toddler at an activity I was at the other day at a home. This was a personal residence, not mine. And this child, literally, in diapers, was just walking from device to device to device, trying to get on it, trying to do something. And I'm like, man.
The artificial reality has become reality.
It's amazing that that's the draw, though. It's like an addiction beginning in that
the
early
children
early
blocks
age.
Have become now iPhones.
Right.
Yeah. They
stack the iPhones.
Yeah. That's what they do now.
Well, take the battery out and turn off the router, and then they can stack and play blocks. That's the way we used to do it when we were kids. And I had little Hot Wheels that I would ride over them and create towns and stuff and all the imaginative things we did. Before the era of these screens that people don't know what life was like before it.
Yeah.
Now, Charlie, you have the key device
that
you brought last week?
Oh, that was
show everybody on the screen
here.
Yeah,
I took Paul's.
Paul was looking for this.
I'm like, oh, you're fast.
Yeah, he wasn't looking, and I decided to take it upon myself. Yeah, it's I'm glad to protect us.
Kiwi.
Wii, so I don't know.
It's Kiwi.
We're Kiwi.
So I want to thank Charlie once again. Even if he didn't bring this, he's welcome. He's a great guy. But we have here now the ability to we produce this electron cloud. How do you describe it, Paul, to protect us from the EM fields that are just coming from all over?
So in this magical device, there's water inside, and we've basically created through exclusion zone water and electrolysis, a natural electrolysis. And off of this plate right here, off of this plate comes off electrons and a torus field. So this is right now is covering all three of us, so we're feeling good.
So the electrons, as I was described to me, land on us.
Yep.
And so the 3G, 4G, 5, whatever it is, will try to penetrate the skin, but it will interact with the electron field that's now settled on us.
Right. So instead of the Wi-Fi, the radiation going into the skin and reacting in our cells and increasing the temperature of our cells, which is where the damage comes from, the electrons that will be on our skin, the waves, Wi-Fi radiation, whatever you want to call it, reacts on the skin with the electrons instead of going into the body. And we've done studies showing that the heat of the cells is not increased, even with a cell phone up to the head, if they have this in their field.
Nice.
So it does create a torus field, a small one, 3 to 5 foot. So it's nice. I had it on the plane when we were going to Nashville.
Cool.
We had one in the little seat pocket, so that was nice for us.
Is it three tubes of water or is it two
that are in there?
There's four. So
there's four.
It's little ones that are in there. And the interesting thing about this is, and it depends on which version of this, because we actually went just a single unit, but this one doesn't have an on and off. It's functioning all the time.
Okay.
Nice. The home unit has to be sitting on its feet. If you put it on its side, it turns off. If we put it back, it turns on.
But I want this to be on all the time.
Yeah.
To be out of your pocket,
too
no matter
many
which
electrons.
Way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Beautifully done. Also, there's another study that said kids' sleep is not affected by all the screen time. I don't believe it.
I don't either.
Even if it's true, I want you to get help for sleeping. And I've got the Whole Tones to Sleep. We're going to talk about it with Michael Terrell a little later. I'll show it to you.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert will be right back.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
USA Radio News.
Hundreds of firefighters in Northern California are spending their Thanksgiving battling the deadly Camp Fire. At least 83 people have died in the fire, and nearly 600 people are still unaccounted for. CAL FIRE's Deputy Director Mike Moeller says another big priority is
to get those people that are still evacuated or whose homes have been destroyed into the proper shelter. I can tell you for the recovery process, yes, the rain does hamper it. It makes it much more difficult to go through and grid those areas and search, but we've brought additional personnel in to expedite that process.
President Trump hinted at a possible trip to Afghanistan while wishing U.S. troops a happy Thanksgiving during a teleconference. Many are thawing out in New York City after going to one of the coldest Macy's Thanksgiving Day parades in recent memory. And Walmart, Target, and Sears are getting an early jump on Black Friday. They're all open now. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
All right, once again, I want to thank Redmond Heritage Farm Store for hosting me. A second lecture in a week. I was at Orem Store. Now we're in Salt Lake City at the Sugar House location. Paul Barrettaro is sitting with me, my buddy. And Charlie, a longtime listener and a fan of the show. And you know about this guy, Ty Bollinger?
I do. I have this image of him, like in high school or college, like lifting weights on his lawn.
Yeah, no, he's
is that you, Ty?
Yeah, his bicep is bigger than my head. Yeah. And Ty Bollinger is with us a little early tonight because of the lecture. Ty, thanks for being on early. We're going to go outside the box right now with you, my friend.
You know, I'm looking forward to it. We can go outside the box anytime.
You know, we've been obviously big advocates, as you and Charlene and the family, talking about the importance of cleaning up the food that goes into your body. And I covered a story last week with our good buddy Dr. Bitar, and I wanted to talk to you about it a little bit more, that they're actually acknowledging that going organic, eating organic, things I've been saying about since the early 90s, probably the most important thing you can do to stop the inflow of things that cause cancer, and they're acknowledging it simply by going organic. And Jeffrey Smith, our buddy, has done a film called Secret Ingredients about this, that you can prevent cancer.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it? That by eating something that your body was intended to eat without poison on it, that your body runs better.
Wow.
It's like, wow, when you think about it that way, it doesn't seem like rocket science, but it has become rocket science, right? I mean, it's just nutrition is frowned upon still by medical professionals, but the reality is what we put in our body matters, and the fuel that we give our body, it determines how well our body runs.
I still don't know how many oncologists are prescribing an organic non-GMO diet. Are you aware of any oncologists that are, you know, making that the highest priority?
You know what? I don't know a single one that does. I do know of many oncologists who have candy dishes in their office so that when you finish the chemo, you can grab some candy on the way out and further cause the cancer to grow by feeding it its most favorite is fuel, which is sugar.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that and the Ensure. They love that, don't they?
Oh, yeah. That's just like pure liquid sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's usually, isn't it, from like corn syrup, GMO corn syrup?
But, you know, here's the thing, that it's just this cognitive disconnect that you literally have oncologists that have candy dishes in their office that will tell you that go eat donuts and ice cream, whatever you want. Like, it does not matter, but they will be sure and tell you, don't eat any antioxidants because it might interfere with the chemo. It's like, did you guys have a lobotomy when you went through medical school to believe that?
I think that we ask too much of medical doctors because they have high-level degrees, and apparently they can't use common sense to acknowledge what even the peer-reviewed literature shows, that antioxidants, the minerals like selenium, they don't protect cancer cells. Cancer cells have lost the antioxidant defense mechanism that our healthy cells have. Yeah, I know they don't die, right? Apoptosis doesn't happen. But it isn't because they're super protected. There are other things that are going on metabolically in this case that makes their metabolism aberrant and they can grow, and your immune system seemingly can't stop it. But partly or maybe wholly because your immune system has become dysfunctional due to what we've said. You've been eating poison.
Right.
Even in minute doses over time, depleting you of the minerals that would protect you and your healthy cells, and, of course, feed your immune system, including the microbiome that needs good stuff. It doesn't need to be protecting you from all the bad stuff all the time.
Absolutely. You need exposure to pathogens and bacteria for that immune system to keep working properly. We just got off of a webinar, and, you know, Charlene was talking about this story that Sherry Calbone, the juice lady, told us about this lady that she knew that had tumors throughout her whole body, and she started juicing, and she felt like in her esophagus this something starting to tear. And it turns out later on she eliminated a long tumor that apparently was from her esophagus down into her stomach. And it turns out that juice, especially the phytonutrients in a lot of vegetables, actually have anti-angiogenic properties. So those phytonutrients actually can stop the blood supply to cancerous tumors, and so then they get necrotic, and you can eliminate them that way. The same thing happened to Sherry when she began juicing. So it's interesting that an oncologist will tell you, don't take anything that has antioxidants and phytonutrients. That's dangerous. It won't let the chemo work, but the reality is that's nature's medicine against the cancer.
Yeah. Once again, the minerals, the good things you put in, will not help the cancer cells. They won't protect the cancer cells, but they are the difference between life and death of your healthy cells. So if you do, anybody, any of you out there listening, or if you have friends or family that are going to go through oncology, chemo, radiation, surgery type things, recognize that they can benefit by the things we do here, even if we wouldn't want to do those things. We would want to do the good things, but those good things will protect their healthy cells, not the cancer cells.
Yeah, and that's, you know, the thing is, we're not looking to treat cancer per se. What we want to do is heal our body, right? That needs to be the goal. But I think the goal should not be to fight cancer.
Right.
Because there's casualties in every war. We don't want casualties when we're fighting cancer. What we should be focused on is supplying our body with what it needs to run properly, and it does the fighting, right? I mean, that's why your tagline, the power to heal is yours, is so appropriate. It is. Our bodies are the miracle that do the healing. The problem is we're exposed to so much toxicity now, and we're so nutritionally deficient that our bodies aren't able to perform and do the things they're supposed to. So the goal should be to get them back to that state where they do the healing.
Yeah. Hey, Ty, I asked you about the interviews you did with our friend Michael Terrell and recently with Paul and his wife Jacqueline on things.
Yeah.
Are you, I've been noticing like you have Q&A. I don't know if they're called webinars, like the TTAC, you and Charlene are doing a lot of Q&A. Are there other kind of things, events that my audience should be plugging into they might not know about yet?
We're planning on doing weekly webinars. The only problem is we're out in the middle of nowhere in Tennessee, so we're having some issues with our turtlenet connection.
Yes.
But we're working on that. But we are going to be doing a lot more webinars. We're actually going to do a webinar next Thursday with Paul. We're going to be talking about the molecular hydrogen and the echo water machines and the frequencies and all that. So we are actually doing one a week from tomorrow with our good buddy Paul, who's sitting right next to you looking at you right now.
He's looking a little bit nervous as you're telling him that. But I think it's because when people hear about the frequencies that are now available to be programmed into the echo water, it is so revolutionary, groundbreaking, all of the things that you would imagine to be able to turn your water into something so much more than just hydration, which already it was because of the purification in hydrogen.
Right.
But to actually program frequencies into the water and what we can do now, how empowering that is for everybody that's got this system.
Right.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing.
So I can't wait to see the webinar. I'm going to learn something.
Yeah, me too.
Paul's holding out on me. He's like, no, I'm not telling you. I'm telling Ty and Charlene.
That's right. I'm not even going to talk to Robert.
Speaking of get-togethers, this last weekend, Charlene and I and the kids went down to Atlanta, and Healing Strong, Susie nice. Griswold and company, they honored us with an award, which was really nice. They had a little video clip, and then they had seven or eight people up on stage that mentioned how the truth about cancer has impacted them, and just a great day, and we were really honored to be able to be there. We got a chance to speak, and got to hang out with our good buddy Chris Wark and the Zelenskys and
yes.
Let's see who else was down there. Tara Mann with Cancer Crackdown, and of course Kevin and Courtney Campbell. So we just met up with a whole bunch of friends. Dr. Tony and Marcy were down there.
Mm-hmm.
So it was fun. Great weekend. Well,
but did you get into a Braves game in the seventh inning for free?
We did not. But even though that would have been awesome if we had, we did get a chance to go out afterwards and eat at True Food Kitchen. And I tell you,
ooh,
I love
that's
that.
Nice. Yeah,
I love
do
True
too.
Food Kitchen stuff. We had a huge meal at True Food Kitchen. I got a organic gluten-free pizza and a cauliflower dish and an avocado
nice.
Dish. I mean, it was just fantastic. So we had a great
that's
night.
Very nice. Well, we have organic French fries fried in organic coconut oil here with organic ketchup. So on you.
And, one of the cool things about the weekend was that Brianna, when she this summer, she went to the NRA deal with Summit. She got a chance to hang out with her buddy, her roommate there that she's become really close friends with, named Faith. She and her mother, Amanda, drove up from about 2 hours south of Atlanta, and she got a chance to hang out with her all day, too, and we ate with them. So that was fun for Brianna to hang out with her NRA buddy.
Wonderful. Yeah, I was so excited and proud of her for taking part in that and getting selected to be part of it. It's a very exclusive crew that could do that, and even being part of the debate team there, and she won that event as well. So we're all so proud of Brianna and what a wonderful young adult she is becoming. So
young woman.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
she's awesome.
So big hugs to her. You get on all the kids, of course, and Charlene, too. Now, talking about the kids, your kids are not obese, they're not nearly fat enough. You need to be giving them more antibiotics. Here's the next story we need to cover. A scientific study has now shown that early antibiotic use in childhood is leading to childhood obesity. Anybody surprised?
Nope. Gut issues.
I, I'm not, because I wrote the article you're talking about. So,
well, there you go. You know it.
Yeah.
And you know, the thing about this is, look at CAFO farms, factory farms of the animals.
Mm-hmm.
They feed them antibiotics, not because necessarily they're going to die without them, although that could be the case with some of the conditions. But they know it fattens animals up so they can get more money when it goes to market. Mm. What do you think it's going to do to kids?
Exactly. And so not only are we, and here's the thing, not just giving kids antibiotics like they're candy now for the sniffles, you get an antibiotic, which is going to destroy the gut bacteria, can make them have a higher risk of obesity. But if you're feeding them non-grass-fed, non-organic meat, then they're also getting the antibiotics that are found in the meat that they from the cows that were injected. So.
Right.
It's like you're getting a double dose of antibiotics that way. I mean, is it any wonder that we see this massive rise in obesity here in the United States? When we went to Asia this summer, guys, I just remember going through 7 countries. We didn't see almost anybody that was obese,
right.
Literally. And then we got back to JFK. Bryce and I flew into JFK after a 14-hour flight from Abu Dhabi. We were beat. We go to open up the elevator door, and there's literally 6 grown adults that are taking up the entire elevator, and it was an elevator for about 10 people, and all 6 of them were just almost morbidly obese. And I just looked at Bryce. I said, "You know what? Welcome to the United States."
Right. Right. By the way, number 50 and 51 in terms of the least obese states: Utah and Colorado.
Right.
Yeah. And I asked my daughter. I said, "Where are all the fat kids at your school?" She says, "I haven't seen any."
Right.
It's just weird. In Florida, everywhere.
Oh yeah.
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 Yeah. Kind of wild. All right, TMV, we have got the Outside the Box rocking already, and we're going to continue on through. Next segment, we're going to talk about my favorite fruit in the world, how I wish I was on this airplane that got delayed.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley and showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, well, we fly around the world. Time flies around the world. Yeah. Paul, you're on the road all the time.
Yeah.
Charlie, you just did a road trip down to Zion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zion National
so you don't have to fly there.
Nope.
So you're on
four and a half hour drive.
You're on We have to do that, by the way.
Yes.
We have to go to Zion.
Very soon.
So totally. And Ty, again, with all of the flights, you know, one of the worst things that can happen is a flight would get canceled or even a delay sometimes, especially if you've got an appointment, you got to get somewhere. It happens all too often. I've gotten a lot of vouchers because of long delays, so sometimes it works out in your favor. But normally I don't like the delays, except when it happens on Indonesian Airways.
Yeah.
And it's delayed because of a foul smell. Now, this isn't the same kind of smell you're thinking, because in Indonesia they have different kinds of things that you eat. Some of them smell not so good, but they actually taste pretty good, in my opinion. And according to this article, the Indonesian Air, there were so many complaints, they had to delay the plane and offload the cargo, and they found me in the cargo bin eating the durian. It was durian, the stinky fruit from Thailand, apparently. I didn't know they could ship it on planes with people because people don't like that foul smell.
Wow.
I know. So I found that was interesting.
That's
but I would
funny.
Be down in the cargo bay eating it.
That's funny, Robert. You know, when we were over in Asia, before we went, you said, you've got to try the durian. You've got to try the durian. So we did. Actually, you know, Malaysia supplies more durian than Thailand, actually.
Yeah.
They are in Thailand, but Malaysia is the biggest supplier. That's where Singapore gets all of their durian as well. We were actually in Singapore when we tried it for the first time. And, you know, it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. I was ready to just be blown away by how stinky and terrible it was.
Yeah,
I wasn't, and you know, I was proud of Bryce too. He took a couple. He actually ate a couple of the pods.
Right.
It smells a little bit. It's got a consistency of kind of like pudding, but it's not great by any means. But it's not terrible either. But it does smell. It does smell.
Yes.
And so I can see where if this was on a plane, you know, kind of closed quarters,
right,
it would kind of smell up the place.
Well, Super Don pulled a story out years ago out of New York. And they evacuated an entire city block. They thought there was a gas leak. It turned out the Asian store was selling durian, and they just received their shipment. Just if that's any warning to folks that think we're exaggerating. Ty, was anybody on the TTAC crew that was going to Asia, did anybody just couldn't get enough, like me? Or everybody just went, eh, it's okay, or yeah, other than Tony Jimenez, who says, get that away from me.
Right.
No, I mean, nobody was like, hey, give me some more of that. I think Bryce and I ate more than anybody, because I just wanted to try it again just to make sure it wasn't as bad as everybody had said, and it really wasn't. It did smell, but it wasn't terrible. Yeah. Bryce did the same thing. Dr. Tony had the worst reaction to it. He was like, he literally looked like he was, you know, a seven-year-old boy being forced to eat something he didn't want, and his head was turned, and he looked like he had this yucky face on.
That was great. And by the way, the durian is a nutritious fruit, high in protein.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's some sulfur as well, obviously, for stinkiness, but it's a very healthful food. Unless you're under the tree and it falls on you, then you're dead.
This was the funniest thing, though, Robert, is that everybody in Singapore and in Malaysia and in Thailand as well, when we got there, you know, we had conversations about durian, the stinky fruit. Everybody was so ready for us to just look like we wanted to vomit that it was almost a letdown to them when we tasted it and we're like, oh, that's not too bad. And then we had another bite.
No, they want you to be repulsed. That's the thing. That's why they were shocked by me when I went to Thailand years ago for the World Congress of Holistic Medicine. And I was like, oh, my gosh. This, and I call it like a creamy custard from God. Other people call it like baby poop. I don't know. I think it's the custard.
Toe jam soup?
Yeah. I mean, everybody's got a different perspective on it. But it is a national sport there in Asia, and particularly Thailand, where they – Westerner visits for the first time. Oh, you've got to try this. And they just love it. Get it on film. I love that you took a picture of Tony Jimenez at just the right time. I can't wait to see it on video. I don't know if it's going to be an outtake of the Asian tour or not, but that's going to be fun for me to see.
Yeah,
I think we have it on video. I think somebody has it on video. But, yeah, it was not near as bad. It's very expensive when you buy it in Singapore. It's a lot cheaper if you get it in Malaysia, but in Singapore, one durian fruit's about $18, so it's very expensive.
Wow.
Holy moly.
Now, they are bigger than a football if you get the big size, and they will hurt you if they fall on you, so you definitely don't want to be on a durian farm unless they've got nets under those trees. Anyway, folks, that's part of the organic anti-cancer protocol, and some people will go, you know what, I think I'll pass on that, and maybe the cancer is not so bad after all. But no, it's good for you. But there are other good foods, too. You don't have to eat durian to prevent cancer. That's just my thing. All right, next hour, Ty Bollinger continues with us to go outside the box, and then we have Michael Terrell and Whole Tones for Christmas and for sleep. We're going to find out the kind of food that is now the symbol of white supremacy. Well, that won't be politically correct at all. Are you ready, TMB?
Absolutely.
Tell them what they need to know, because we got to go.
The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, folks. It's the holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.